The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network over at noodle.mx and is sponsored by me and my company, D. Joseph Design, where I can design stuff for you, like a website or cover art for your podcast or a presentation for you, make your PowerPoints not suck so much like you know they probably do. So you need my help because you have a message that deserves to look great. So you should hire me to make that message look great for you by asking me to design stuff for you. The Ramen Noodle is also brought to you by the new TV series, Are You Smarter Than a Justin Bieber? Sorry, they can't award prizes to everyone because in this game show, everybody's a winner. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 48, Just Add Hydrogen.
Lonely, I am so lonely. I have nobody for my own.
Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle, a clean comedy podcast, and hopefully the leading clean comedy podcast by now. This is your place to get seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day, or your day, with proper pronunciation. I'm your host, The Ramen Noodle, also known as Daniel Lewis. Joining me live in the studio is my not-beautiful co-host. Are you seriously offended by the fact I'm calling you not beautiful?
No, I was actually
okay.
Just
joining me live in the studio is my beautiful co-host, Jeremy.
Hi. I was being distracted by the chat room.
Oh, it can be distracting. Or maybe you're distracting the chat room because you're apparently beautiful.
Right.
Well, not apparent to me. And also joining us via Skype is our special guest today, Wayne Henderson from MediaVoiceOvers.com.
Good evening. How's everybody doing?
Oh, that nice I was trying radio to be formal. Voice. Yeah. I almost feel like I should be asking you to do something like live from Cincinnati or whatever. Although
that would be a lie.
Yeah, true. Because this episode is actually pre-recorded before a live audience, but it's pre-recorded.
Which they actually kind of always are.
Yeah, that's true.
This one's more pre-recorded than normal.
Because, you know why?
Why?
I do.
It's because I'm on my honeymoon right now.
Yep.
Like, by the time this episode goes out. Not actually right now while we're recording, but...
Yeah, because that'd be awkward.
Yes.
I'm sorry, honey. I didn't have enough space for all of our special food that we were going to have and the romantic meals. Instead, I brought podcasting equipment. Aren't you excited?
You're going to pack food for your honeymoon? I mean, you did. I don't know how to talk.
Yeah, we're going to pack sandwiches.
Oh, okay. And by gonna, he means did.
Lunchables.
Nice.
Perfect.
Nice.
Oh.
Is fiance Jenny in the chat room right now?
Actually, no, she's not, surprisingly. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
But if I were to try and podcast live from my honeymoon, I would be in big trouble. Mm-hmm. And it would just be a hassle to lug around all of this equipment and studio gear and all of this stuff. And set it up and take it down in the middle of our honeymoon.
You know, some people have stay vacations. You could have a stay-at-home honeymoon.
Hey, and podcast from here. That's a great idea, Wayne.
I think that's what he's planning. He's trying to throw suspicion away by talking about all the lugging of equipment.
Yeah, because it definitely would be a hassle. But you know what's not a hassle?
What?
Crickets?
Thanks, Wayne. An online meeting is not a hassle. See, real meetings are terrible hassles where you have to get together with other people and see people face to face. It's like, oh, it's such a hassle to see your face and to have this meeting in person. But instead of going through all that hassle of travel and how long meetings can drag on and you get tired and bored and the room is hot or it's uncomfortable, you're sitting on the window ledge, whatever, have your meetings online with GoToMeeting, brought to you by Citrix. With just a single click, you can host your sales presentations, training sessions, product demos, whatever, right from your desk, and people can watch it right from their desk or with wherever they might be when they take their iPad with them. It's awesome. For $49 a month, you get to host unlimited meetings. That's what it costs just to have the fuel to drive to a meeting, it seems these days, let alone the airplane ticket would cost a lot more than that. And with that, you get voice over IP and phone conferencing. If you don't know what that is, it's cool stuff that comes with the service. Our listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. That's a long time. For this special offer, you must visit gotomeeting.com/podcast. That's gotomeeting.com/podcast for your free 45-day trial. Thank you, Citrix, for your support.
Thank you. And thank you, Daniel.
Thank you. Gesundheit.
Guten Tag.
Was ist das?
We should stop.
Meatloaf.
This is where we talk about funny stuff. Short funny stuff that happened during the last week, if anything funny has happened. Now, I'm on my honeymoon, and I'm not going to tell you where I am, and I'm not going to tell you necessarily what funny things have happened on our honeymoon. Jeremy's giving me the weirdest look.
Eyes widening.
Never mind. But I will tell you something that happened a couple weeks ago at the time of this release. Happened this last week at the time of this recording, because we're in the past, but you're listening in the future. It's kind of like that Back to the Future thing.
Echo! Oh, it's not echoing.
Oh, you should warn me next time.
Oh.
We have a grocery store out here that's kind of like a super Walmart. It has clothes and groceries and lots of other stuff. It's called Meijer. It's regional to Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, Michigan, that area, the Midwest. I did some grocery shopping recently. And as happens, and you know this always happens to you at some point in life.
Grocery shopping, yes.
It's got to happen. Might as well happen to you.
And I accidentally bought a shirt while I was trying to get milk.
So the other day, I accidentally went grocery shopping. I walked out, and the security alarm started beeping as I'm walking out.
Thief.
And yeah, of course, you know, the lady's like, "Yeah, I need to check your bag, sir. I need to check your bag."
Wow.
Again?
All I had in my bag was Pop-Tarts and pizza. And I'm thinking...
Are you serious?
Yeah, while this alarm is going off, I'm thinking, man, they've really been struggling with theft if they're having to put these security ribbons and Pop-Tarts and pizza.
I thought you were eating better.
Truth is out.
I've got to get it out or in before I get married. So that's why I got my last few bits of Pop-Tarts and my last bit of frozen pizza.
Okay, I can understand that.
Didn't they have any pizza-flavored Pop-Tarts so you could just buy one item?
Yeah.
No, but the Pop-Tarts things do say on it, like, try all 32 flavors. So one of them could be a pizza-flavored Pop-Tart.
Hmm.
But it turned out it wasn't me. It was the lady walking out at the same time as me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I was...
The one who really stole stuff and used you as the scapegoat and made a clean getaway?
Well, as she saw me looking at my bag suddenly when the alarm went off, because we walked out at the exact same time through two different doors, but right next to each other. And so she saw me looking in my bag at my Pop-Tarts and pizza, and she's like, "Oh, don't worry, it was me. They already checked it. They said it's fine."
Goodness.
And guilty still, conscience.
Still, you got chased down by the lady who needed to check your bags.
I have to check your bag. I have to check your Pop Tarts. Oh, those are good. Wayne, what has happened with you recently?
Oh, man. Last week or so, I was totally embarrassed by one of my dogs, and it's not for a reason that you've heard before, I'm pretty sure. See, my kids growing up, whenever we'd get a new cat or a dog, they had this naming convention going. We got a cat on Halloween, so we named him Boo Boo. We got a dog on St. Patrick's Day. His name's Patrick. You get the picture, right?
Uh-oh.
we don't have any Christmas or Easter animals. Anyway, it didn't cross anybody's mind in our whole family for the past, this is like 7 or 8 years, only to find out, because our neighbors, we have really good quiet neighbors and everything, but you know, we don't, it's not super neighborly where we hang out on each other's porches and whatever. But just about a week or so ago, the lady that lives next door came over, and she finally got up the nerve. I guess she's been waiting 7 or 8 years to ask, why did you name your dog after our son, Patrick? And I was, well, mortified.
Oh my gosh.
Like, how do I explain this without telling the whole story about how my kids named them? No, we didn't name our dog after your son, Patrick. You see, there's St. Patrick's Day. And then I started thinking back all the years that we would take him outside before bedtime going, come on, Patrick, do your business. Go push before bed. Come on, Patrick.
Oh,
and if they're sitting next door hearing us, they must think we are just insane.
Wow. Why would she think that? That's hilarious.
I don't know. Because her son's name's Patrick.
Maybe they do the same thing with their teenage son. Come on, Patrick. Time to go do your business. Does Patrick want to go outside? Huh? Patrick want to go outside?
Time to go for a walk. You want
Patrick want to learn to drive?
So, oh my. It was embarrassing, and it wasn't even really my fault or the dog's fault, just a weird set of circumstances. So let that be a lesson to you. If you let your kids name all your dogs, first make sure you know all your neighbors' children's names.
I was thinking that you'd be saying something like, and then I got a snail at Thanksgiving, and I called him Gravy. And
Gravy? Oh my goodness. Maybe Turkey.
Pilgrim. Ooh.
No, salted snail turns into gravy.
Sure.
Is that
how you make gravy? I'm not eating at your house at Thanksgiving.
Green gravy.
Side of pepperoni flavored Pop-Tarts.
Ooh, yeah. Chuck would love that. Well, he'll love it when he hears this later.
Good old up, Chuck.
Jeremy, did you have anything you wanted to share after all?
I don't know the future. And I only have...
Bummer.
Yeah. I shared my funny thing 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I didn't.
Or I will share it 3 weeks ago.
I'm confused.
So go back and listen to, let's see, 3 weeks ago, episode 45.
45.
Yeah, and you can hear what happened funny to Jeremy last week if you listen it 3 weeks ago.
That's right.
Yeah. Which, by the way, happy Memorial Day a week late.
Oh, thank you.
Last week.
Thank you.
I forgot to mention that in last week's podcast.
It's because you were preoccupied with your wedding, which you sort of put all over Memorial Day.
Well, no, Labor Day.
Labor Day, whatever.
Yeah.
You just really said it. I get them mixed up when you just said it.
This just reminds me a lot of Lost, like many things. Even though it's not on TV, I'm still having flashbacks and flash sidewayses and all that stuff.
Spoiler alert, they have flashbacks.
Sorry.
They have flashbacks, yes.
Yes.
Spoiler alert, for sure.
Speaking of being spread all over the place.
What?
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Got a voicemail in from a listener. And I guess his name is Robert Vito. Or that's going to be his name from now on. Or one of us is Robert Vito. But Google transcripts are always great. I'll play his message so you can hear it and enjoy the sultry sound of his voice as he shares something with us.
Hey, Robin Needle guys. This is James William, also known as Metamore14 on Twitter, which I'm cool on Twitter because guys follow me. Anyways, I was just calling because I've been listening to episode 20-something. I'm not sure. But I've been listening for a long time. And I was listening to the back episodes, and I was just saying how Legon, or Jeremy, he just started just as a guest host, and then you never announced him as a regular host. He just invited himself on. That's funny. Anyways, I'm rambling now. I just don't want to call you guys. Anyways, okay, bye.
Turtle
power.
That's awesome. Never announced and invited myself on.
Yeah, and you keep inviting yourself over for dinner. It's like I'm baking making dinner and I'm thinking, ooh, I'm gonna enjoy this dinner all by myself, and like ding dong, Jeremy comes in and it's like, wait, this dinner is mine.
But then I, you know, beat you up and take your lunch money, I mean your dinner, and that's that. No, but this faithful listener apparently didn't hear the episode in which I was announced, apparently.
Yeah, so you got to go back in the archive.
We have to go back!
We got
to
go back, Kate.
Oh, Kate. I miss
you. Whoa! Jenny, he didn't mean that.
Yeah, that's right. I've got someone else better now. So, sorry, Kate.
Jenny, he means you.
It's just not going to work out. Well, I was assuming that maybe Kate was listening, but you know, it's going to work out great with Jenny and me. But if you go back to like episode something earlier than you were listening, there is an episode called Of Fleas and Flegon.
That's right.
And that is the episode where we announced that Jeremy was becoming the indefinitely permanent co-host.
Booyah.
Which, now that I look back on it, that term doesn't mean what I thought it meant.
What?
Yeah, if you look it up on Urban Dictionary. No.
Oh, my.
Oh, no.
No. It's just what I meant to say is more something like temporarily permanent.
Ah.
But instead, by saying indefinitely permanent, saying indefinitely permanent is, well, redundant.
That's redundant!
You're redundant.
No, he doesn't play for you. Sorry.
Dang it.
But if you guys want to share some feedback with us, tell us your funny stories, your ramen noodle experiences, as we call them, funny things that have happened to you along the way of being a life amateur, then send that to feedback@noodle.mx or call in to 859-353-4332 or leave a comment on the show notes, which will be at theramenoodle.com/48. And all of the past shows, if you want to look for anything from the past, you can find those by going to theramenoodle.com or noodle.mx. It all goes to the same place. It's like Finding Nemo and toilets.
All the drains go to the ocean?
Yeah. All websites lead back to noodle.mx, the noodle mix.
As it should be. I was thinking of some feedback. I'm trying to figure out how to do it because your Google Voice transcriptions are fantastic how they come out. I was thinking of calling a Google Voice, taking the transcription that's going to be all whacked out, and then cut and paste that into a text-to-speech program, which isn't very accurate either, and see what comes out the other side and send it to you.
Actually, our friend John Wilkerson from Jesus Geek a while back called into his own Google Voice, read, said a message, and then called our Google Voice and read his Google Voice transcript to us.
What, and how'd that turn out?
What's crazy is that Google Voice, our Google Voice, transcripted his nonsensical message almost perfectly. So if you talk in gibberish, Google Voice does it perfectly, apparently.
Or if you enunciate everything very clearly as you do when you're reading gibberish.
Yeah that's true. You enunciate your gibberish?
I do.
Speaking of gibberish.
It's time for this.
Go, 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 go-asis. I need to come to Cincinnati just to the go, 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 go-asis.
Well, it's not here.
Yeah, it's not actually in Cincinnati. It's north of Columbus. It's in between Columbus and Cleveland.
Oh, my dreams are crushed, but they won't let me take a photo of the canopy anyway,
right? Right. It's up in Ashland, Ohio, which makes it all the more strange that we actually know other people who know this particular gas station, like Eric.
Yeah. Yeah, and also Russell from Cleveland, and others have passed through and passed
they've,
on.
They've gone through.
Yeah. Unfortunate for them. But fortunate for us, we're very happy to have Wayne with us. And
hello.
Hello. Good eye.
Are we doing reintroductions now?
Yeah, I'm the rump. No. It's time for Wayne's featured story. Wayne, what have you got?
Well, you know how when you're a kid and you like to play with fireworks and things, but they start to get old and stale?
Uh-oh.
Sure.
No way.
What happened?
Oh, boy. This is going to be good. I can tell.
Female voice.
Way back when I was in the seventh grade growing up, you know, we had been through, you know, the snakes, those cool little black firework things you can put in the model cars that you're tired of and you light them up. And
when you said I've been through the snakes, I was thinking, like those coffee beans that pass through a monkey?
No. little different. And of course, you got the little round smoke bombs that you can light up and they make beautiful yellow and orange smoke. Yeah. And firecrackers. We thought of many different ways to get rid of our old model cars. Well, I had a friend who was new into town in the seventh grade. Let's call him Enrique.
Okay. It's a nice generic name.
Fake name?
Exactly. He was a science whiz. New to town and being a science whiz and also being fascinated with, you know, the things that people do. And of course, let me preface this by saying, don't try this at home, please. I did, and well, Enrique, anyway, knew how to make his own hydrogen.
Okay. Go, Enrique.
It's a slow and tedious process, but, you know, you can get balloons. You can have some fun with water balloons, right, guys?
I thought you just take a really sharp razor blade and cut water in half, and then you got the oxygen and the hydrogen.
I wasn't allowed to play with razor blades.
Oh, okay. That's right. California.
Yeah, so we ditched the water balloon business and made some hydrogen balloons.
Okay. You
know? And then we started thinking Hindenburg. But anyway, you know, when you take some hydrogen-filled balloons, and it took like over a half hour to fill one, but still... And then you take, you know, say this just for example. This may not have really have happened. But say you take about 7 feet of toilet paper and tape it to the hydrogen balloon. And, you know, somehow the end of the toilet paper gets lit on fire. And you let the hydrogen balloons go. That was one of the loudest explosions I'd ever heard. And it came from an innocent little balloon with hydrogen in it.
with innocent little hydrogen.
And we knew, you know, it was like 40 feet up in the air. We were pretty safe considering what we were doing. Enrique and all of his science knowledge, we knew that this was going to be the first and only time we would do this because the neighbor, two or three houses away, we could hear him yelling out over his back fence, "Are you kids down there playing with cannons?" And no.
No.
Well, you know, it's a little obvious that your childhood was
different
a few years before mine, because if
it's thank nice you.
Because if this had happened in my childhood, there would be car alarms going off. Like the entire neighborhood would be going crazy with car alarms.
True. There was a little bit of a shockwave that probably followed the explosion, but nobody was hurt. No fingers were lost, no holes in clothing, and we never did it again. We learned our lesson. Thanks, Enrique. Did I say don't try this at home?
Hey, Mom, look! Next thing you do is you're doing what that guy from Darwin Awards did, and you know, maybe if I tie a whole bunch of hydrogen balloons to this chair and then float up with this, and then I ignite one of them, it'll be like jet propulsion.
Oh, yeah.
Look, Mommy.
No doubt.
Enrique is a fireworks.
There's good times.
Oh, that's not funny.
Oh, right. I remember in California, our thing was we'd buy the little poppers. Well, yeah, the smoke bombs also. But we'd buy these little poppers from the ice cream
snappers?
Truck. We called them poppers, snappers. Yeah, the little things where it's like pebbles wrapped up in paper.
Yes.
Oh, and, yeah.
But not pebbles.
And we'd like hide them and we'd throw them places and we'd try and pop them with our teeth.
Okay.
What?
There you go.
Yeah. And I remember because they look like little pebbles. So at one point I thought that maybe if I just grab some little pebbles that look like this and wrap it up in the paper and I throw it down, maybe it will make the same pop. I could never get it to do the same thing.
I guess not.
Gotta try harder.
Rock slides would be a little bit more, you know, detrimental to everything.
Or maybe I needed some hydrogen in there.
Hydrogen.
That would
rocks.
Help. I always wondered if I got, say, 200 of those poppers and made a big pile and then drove over them with a car, what would happen?
Well, either nothing or bad things.
Just add a little bit of hydrogen, though, and then your car would get a nice boost. It'd be like a jet engine.
Just add hydrogen.
Hey, look, Mom. Enrique drives fast.
And ever since then, I always wondered, what were they thinking when they made the dirigibles, or however you pronounce it, you know, let's have them fly with hydrogen. Did they just not have helium invented yet? Or
they didn't want people on there walking around talking like
they were stepping away from the mic. What the? Oops. What are you?
Well, they didn't want people talking and walking around
talking like this all the time, because it would just make, like, imagine Hindenburg, the movie, and George C. Scott, I think, if he walked around and he talked like this in the whole movie because he was in a helium dirigible instead of a hydrogen dirigible.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have made a pretty boring movie, too, because nothing would have blown up at the end. And we know that's what makes a movie all the more exciting, is when stuff blows up.
Hey.
Yeah.
Whoa. That was an experience.
That was my instant helium, like, injection.
Instant helium. Just add hydrogen.
Perfect.
Look, Mom. Enrica sounds like a chipmunk.
Enrica now?
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
Huh? Huh? Enrica, right?
Enrique.
Enrique? How do you spell that?
Well, we can change his name.
We can change his name to a feminine sounding Enrica.
Enrique? Is that actually, am I mispronouncing it?
I don't know. I just made it up.
I thought, man, in Southern California, a name like Enrica or whatever definitely sounds like it could be a real name out there because it's so
actually Enrique.
Enrique. Oh, okay.
Enrique.
Enrique.
Enrique Gustavo something or other.
Pavlovich.
Wow.
He's a Mexican Russian.
There you go.
In Russian where? In Soviet Russia, sombrero wears you.
Great.
Man. Oh, just add hydrogen to this.
And then everybody go boom, boom, boom. Thank you, crowd, for going boom. That was pretty exciting.
Thank you, crowd, for going boom.
Oh, that? Never mind. That's my pet dolphin.
It's Flipper.
He says, time for dinner. He was going to have a pizza Pop-Tart.
Oh, pizza top part. Yeah, I can't speak. Top part. Yeah, pizza top part. Oh, any more explosive stories, Wayne?
None that I better share on this episode. Okay. That was one of the safer ones.
Ooh.
Wow.
Well, you're certainly welcome to come back sometime and share the more explosive ones with us.
Okay.
Where you lost eyebrows and such.
Yeah, or Enrique lost a limb. Or look, Mom. Look what Enrique can do with no arms and no legs. We should call him Phil.
Don't worry, you'll grow a new one.
It's just a limb and several of them.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, well, speaking of severing limbs, I think it's time to wrap this episode up.
Oh, good segue.
Wayne, where can people find you on the internet?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at TIWWH. That's short for Tuning In with Wayne Henderson. That was my first original podcast, and I'm about to pull the mothballs off that and dust it off and start talking about more ballroom dancing and Green Bay Packers. But you can find my website over at mediavoiceovers.com. I can record some voiceovers for people if they'd like, and I've also got the Fringe Casting with Wayne and Dan podcast that's about to fire back up in a few weeks. Fringe will be returning any day now on Fox.
Really?
Oh, really? I didn't know it was coming up.
Oh, that's, yeah. Cool. Season 3 fires up in mid to late September, which, since I'm talking from the past or the future, could be within just a couple weeks of the airing of the show.
Or like in a couple days. It could be this Thursday or Wednesday.
I don't know.
Is it on Wednesday or Thursday?
Thursdays.
Ah, okay. So, if you watch Fringe, check out, or if you watch anything, check out Wayne's, even if you don't, if you're Amish, check out Wayne's podcasts and his voiceover services. MediaVoiceovers.com, you said?
That's the one. That's where I'd love people to pay a visit.
And on Twitter as TIWWH. Twa-wa.
No matter what Eric Fisher wants it to be revised as, TIWWHM. Don't go to that one.
Oh, boy.
Jeremy, where can people follow you on the internet?
Twitter.com/Phlegon, PHLEGON.
And, yeah.
And I'm not Amish, so I use Twitter.
Okay, cool. Yeah, the Amish are... Their tweets take a little bit longer to reach Twitter because they have to send it via horse and buggy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
It's a community thing. They all get together and tweet at the same time and then send it out on a horse and buggy.
Are we still? Anyway.
The great thing about this is I don't have to worry about any Amish people getting offended necessarily, because who's going to hear this?
Well, either that's true or we're going to get some feedback.
Yeah, true. If you're Amish and listen to this podcast, please call in 859-353-4332 or email feedback@noodle.mx. And remember that you can follow me on twitter.com/theramennoodle. And since mine is the main account, I share all network updates and everything. And show notes for this episode are at theramennoodle.com/48. Jeremy, any closing thoughts?
Nope.
Good. Next time life makes you feel like an amateur, remember, keep laughing, because you, my friend, are not the only one. Thanks for listening. I have nobody for my own. Find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com.